With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will pay tribute to the late Charlie Kirk later today. He'll posthumously award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the late conservative champion. The president praises the Turning Point USA founder and CEO and Salem Media talk host as a patriot who inspired millions. Now that the guns have fallen silent across war-ravaged Gaza, what next? President Trump has been talking with other world leaders.
We've all agreed that supporting Gaza must be done to lift up the people themselves, but we don't want to fund anything having to do with bloodshed, hatred, or terror.
The president has returned to the White House following his historic trip to the Mideast, and now that phase one of his peace plan has been implemented, he says it's time to go ahead with phase two and beyond. Mr. Trump appears to have run out of patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin as deadly attacks on Ukrainian civilians continue unabated.
President Donald Trump has warned Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle its war there soon. Trump describes the Tomahawk as an incredible and offensive weapon.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says President plans a Friday White House meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. 2 weeks into the government shutdown, no end in sight.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government.
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 95 points, the NASDAQ is off 213. This is SRN News. A British church sparks outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, "Why did you create hate when love is more powerful?" and "Why all the suffering?" Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of a prominent underground church in China was detained by the police last week, along with a number of parishioners. They could face charges of illegal dissemination of religious content via the Internet. Pastor Ezra Bingri of the Zion Church was held at his home, along with some of the others. Zion Church, among the largest house churches that are unregistered with the authorities in communist China. This is SRN News. My goodness, there really is a great pumpkin.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast has won the top prize at a pumpkin weighing contest in Northern California. Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched victory Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His giant pumpkin weighed 2,346 pounds. He says his four-year-old son now pays attention to the growing process, especially since giant pumpkins can grow 50 to 70 pounds a day. Keith Peters, Washington.
A man who scaled a security fence in the middle of the night and set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion has pleaded guilty today to attempted murder along with some other charges. Cody Ballmer entered the plea for the April attack. That attack caused millions of dollars in damage to the state-owned governor's mansion in Harrisburg. More details at srnnews.com.